And 6 hours doing it.
Okay, ready to be quiet?
And we're quiet.
And
it was unbearable. Oh, God. It's so hard.
I know. I felt all this pressure like, okay, press the link, click, stop it, restart
it. Press it faster.
No one knows anything of what just happened then. John and I just had basically our own stupid moment.
Yes. Well, since we're
among
recording,
many, really.
We're streaming the show live.
Yes.
For all to hear. And but we're also recording it, so we want to stop the recording and stop the recording and restart
mid-sentence.
It so that we can
we don't
present
do
it as two downloadable segments.
And we don't want to do it mid-sentence where it cuts off, and we don't want to do it in the middle of a song.
Right.
Which is normally what I do in my show.
Right.
But we're a different kind of show, so we're about the music. So
and speaking of our own shows, what is your show?
Well, my show's kind of up in the air right now, where it's going to end up. I'm hoping right now it's scheduled. It's called Close Your Eyes. There I go again. Close Your Eyes. Right now it's scheduled from 10 a.m. to 12 noon on Fridays, but I need to move it because of work. So I'm hoping to do either. Oh, I'd love to do 12 to 2 on Fridays. And if
I'll talk to some people, see what I can do.
I know. You're my inside person there. But there's also, you know, Tuesdays or Wednesdays, I guess, 12 to 2, right?
Yeah. Mondays 12 to 2 is open.
Mondays 12 to 2 is not open, you dork. Wouldn't that be great to do two shows at the same time? That would be a great, like, you just go.
No, that's a horrible idea. What is Close Your Eyes? What do you do on the show?
Oh, thank you. It is a show about spirituality, so discussion about spirituality and music that is non-spiritual at all, so it's not like Buddhist monks or anything like that kind of stuff. I play a wide range of stuff. I've played everyone from Prefuse 73 to Bent to Pedro Infante to, you know, everything. So I don't get caught up in that way, but it's really about just kind of talking about spirituality from a place that isn't like really kind of in that kind of weird kind of ethereal way. I try to make it very much applicable to life, basically. Mm. And since that's kind of my one of my quote unquote jobs as a spiritual practitioner, then that's where I have the what's the word?
Je ne sais quoi?
No, that's, I guess I have the means, I guess, to talk about. I'm just not some guy that's talking about spirituality. It's something I've studied.
Actually,
it's part of what I do as a career.
You're not like Dr. Phil.
No. No. So that's my show. And then let's talk about your show. Your show is actually on Thursdays.
Yes, it's called Is Good. It's every Thursday morning, 10... It's every time we mention the name of our other shows, it clicks off. Thursday mornings, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And I only play music that has been performed on American Idol.
Liar.
No, first hour is a DJ set, a variety of music from acid jazz, trip-hop, electronica, indie rock, whatever I happen to be into at the moment. And the second half is an interview with an L.A.-based band,
right,
and the occasional celebrity guest.
It's pretty impressive, I have to admit, because you constantly have bands on your show that
I've interviewed a
live.
I've interviewed a different band every week since last August.
I don't know how you do it.
Well, you can basically throw a rock out of a window if you get high enough.
And you'll hit a band?
And hit a band.
That's what I love about
it. So really, my challenge is in... I don't take submissions to Is Good. I try to either see them perform live or listen to them on MySpace and just sort of hand-pick them. And so far, I haven't had a shortage.
That's great.
There's so many good musicians out there. In fact, some of these musicians I've actually heard first on Hear Hear. A couple weeks ago, we played a band called Fall of Snow, and I'm going to have them on Is Good at the end of July.
I think I was actually here for that show. I remember you playing that.
Yes, you were. So that's what I do. That's Is Good.
Yep. And then when we come back, let's go to music. But when we come back, let's share all the wonderful answers that we got from about the MySpace question. So there's still time if you want to get it in. The most irritating little pimped out little thing that people do to their MySpace page.
Irritating accoutrement.
Yeah.
To your MySpace page.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, like, right now, somebody has like downloaded this segment of the show and they're listening to it and they're thinking, when the hell are these guys going to shut up so they can play music?
That's so funny.
Because they only downloaded it to hear what you're about to play next.
Right. And that's so funny because I was thinking the same thing, actually, probably a moment before you thought it.
And by discussing this, we're even further stalling it and
keeping
further irritating
away.
The person who's listening to us right now at this very moment.
Yeah. So what did you do this weekend?
Oh, God. I don't know. Like I was telling you before, since I started drinking, I just can't remember what I do on the weekends. Although I did get a pedicure on Friday. I just remembered
that.
That's
awesome. First time pedicure?
First time pedicure.
Wow.
Yeah. So what are we gonna play
yeah,
next?
Please,
I'm feeling really bad for what I'm doing to this poor person that's listening to us right
the
now.
The one person who's going to download the...
No, I'm projecting this into the future. This is the person the person who's downloaded who's listening to it at this very moment. Not the guy who was listening to it before.
We're gonna hear two tracks by a group called Cheem, and hopefully we'll have information more about them. I need to look it up real quick. This is a track called Scary Master. You're listening to Hear Hear.
On killradio.org.
On killradio.org.
With my atlas of scars.
We're back.
On here, Kiradio.org. You just said that it's a very unique thing to be original, and there's so many grammatical flaws in that.
But you understand what I mean, right?
You can't modify unique, I don't think, because it's an absolutist term.
Oh, true.
Because it's only
okay. First
one.
Of all, sit down, and you're pointing your finger at me.
However, I agree with you that I like what we just heard because it was unique, was different, and. It is unique to be unique these days.
Right. I mean, that's the weird thing. It's like...
to not sound just like something else.
To sound original.
Yeah.
So I like them. That was Cheem, and I have no contact information on them.
Do they have a MySpace? Have we tried
that? Let's pretend. One sec.
So we're seeing if there's a MySpace.com/Cheem. In the meantime, if you're listening live or if you've downloaded this from killradio.org and you want to know how to submit your music, it is Cheem, yes?
Yep, there it is. Yep. What? MySpace.com/Cheem, C-H-E-E-M.
Also looks like there's a www.cheemmusic.com.
Yeah, and they are out of Los Angeles.
Locals.
Thank you.
If you want to submit your music to get played on here, you can send it to Kill Radio, attention here. 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. Or if you want to send MP3s, you're going to go to usendit.com and address it to...
address it to me. What it is, it's like, if you've never used it before, it's kind of like using PayPal if you use that. You just... the person you're sending the track to, me, you just put in my email address, which is mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. Again, that's Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. What happens is I get a link that tells me that I had something submitted, and then I just download it. And that way, it's just faster. You have to deal with uploading and my inbox getting slammed and blah, 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 blah. So, again, Mark at killradio.org, or you can...
or send it to me at the station.
Right. And our address also is on our website. If you go to killradio.org and click on the link that says About Us, there's that submission information as well there.
Excellent. And you're listening to here on killradio.org, where we only play music that's been submitted to us from the outside world. So what is it we say? You heard it here first, and so did we. Next band up is called The Happy Hollows, and I have some information on them. This was also submitted by... Jennifer Calculated Scene. Thanks for sending us some cool music. I'm not going to sit here and read the whole bio right now, but I will tell you this. The Happy Hollows are a fun, quirky band from Los Angeles that have a magnetic stage presence and a captivating style. That's what it says here. They're an indie rock band with influences from the Pixies and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and released their first EP in May of 2006 called Bunnies and Bombs, which I guess this is what that is. Yes. Bunnies and Bombs by The Happy Hollows. So let's play a couple tracks by The Happy Hollows. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
Oh, throws his fist against the post, but still insists he sees the ghost. He throws his fist against the post, but still insists he sees the ghost. He throws his fists against the post, but still insists he sees the ghost. He throws his fists against the post, but still insists he sees the ghost.
Whoa.
I like that.
Yeah.
That was enjoyable.
That was uniquely original. It was. I'm just making fun of Mark. It says here, the indie rock noise pop trio formed in the summer of 2005, the Happy Hollows, led by the live wire talent of Sarah Negadari and held together by the District of Columbia rhythm section of Charlie M and Chris Meaney, have turned Los Angeles into their own private playground. While some say L.A. is a cesspool crawling with coked-up materialists who sport angular hairstylings and bop around in neo-disco dance punk.
I've said that.
It's in parentheses. It says it is. It's also a creative dustbin, a surreal sprawl where artists grow on palm trees and where flowers turn into radios. In L.A., around every corner, there's a hidden marvel tucked away in a strip mall. And it's in this environment of contradictions, of highs and lows, where nothing quite makes sense, that Los Hollows have thrived. They recently recorded Bunnies and Bombs, from which we were just listening, their debut EP, which has been spun regularly on KXLU, KUCR, and UCLARadio.com. The Hollows have played oodles of shows throughout California, built a loyal fan base in the region, and played live on KXLU's Demo Listen. They're also members of LA Music Collective, The Central Second. The Happy Hollows are on their own little road to nowhere. Come on and skip along, won't you? Just remember to bring your battle axe. Well, that's cute. www.happyhollows.com, myspace.com/thehappyhollows.
Would you consider them noise pop?
No. I don't know.
I think the problem is...
What does noise pop mean?
Well, I think the problem is
pop
that
with noise?
Yeah, it's poppy, but it's noisy.
Interesting.
The problem is, I think our standard for what is considered noisy has gone up. So what would have been considered noisy 10 years ago is like, whatever.
Right, no. That's just a little bit of distortion.
All that glitchy, clicking, bleepy electronica stuff that's...
It's not considered noise anymore, huh?
I mean, Aphex Twin, that quality has entered into pop music. I mean, you hear it, mm-hmm. you know, elements of it.
Definitely.
So it's kind of funny. I mean, our standards. Actually, I'm amazed a lot about how music has really evolved in that stuff you hear like in a quote-unquote public setting... You wouldn't have heard this type of music, especially with electronica. I mean, I'm always yeah. amazed how it is just permeated into, you know, the masses.
Well, I think it just takes time, you know? I mean, like, rock and roll went through the same kind of thing where it's like, oh, I can't listen to this. It's got a guitar and a drum at the same time. I can't handle it. You know, it's devil music, and now it's, you know.
But, you know, say what you will about our society, but we have become rather sophisticated. Our ears have become sophisticated in terms of what we hear, and we're not really choked up on.
I don't know if sophistication is really the right word for it. I mean, it's just change, you know? It's just like what we decide is musical, how we respond to it, you know? Just
yeah, I guess because it seems different. Process. It seems totally different now what is musical. We wouldn't have accepted it 10
yeah,
years
like
ago. We would
have
thought it would have been
if you
too
grow
noisy.
Up, if you grow up being exposed to electronic music, you're obviously going to hear it differently than someone who's never heard it before and hears
right.
it for the first time and goes, you know, what the hell is that?
Right.
So.
But now you're hearing those very same types of songs. I mean, I remember when you first started hearing them on car commercials. I mean, that's where I thought, oh, my God.
Yeah.
There was a while where all these car commercials were playing. This is about 10 years ago. It's like when electronica really hit, you're like, God, they're playing that on a car commercial.
No, and I'm sure there's music I hear right now, and my reaction is, how can anybody anywhere ever listen to this and think it's good? But,
yeah,
you know, 10 years from now, my ears might be, you know, better trained to understand it. I don't know.
Oh, I see what you mean with that. Yeah, I understand.
It's possible. So I want to play...
Doubtful, though.
Yeah, extremely doubtful that anything will change for me, ever.
You're so rigid.
I want to play Satellite Class because they're awesome. They were on my show on Is Good, and they're performing tonight at the Silver Lake Lounge at 8 o'clock. So you can look that up, myspace.com/satelliteclass. And this is what they sound like. This is a CD that they gave me, so I consider it a submission.
Yeah.
And these guys are really cool. So this is Satellite Class on Here on killradio.org.
Got all my needs.
That's Satellite Class. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. And you can go see Satellite Class perform tonight at the Silver Lake Lounge, 2906 Sunset Boulevard. Today is Monday, June 19th, if you're listening to an archive of this.
Don't go to the Silver Lake Lounge. Ever.
At any other point. But anyway, show starts at 8, so, and I've seen them play live, and it's cool. What else do I have to play here?
Did that again.
Oh, did you just kick off the side of the computer?
No, it's loose. It's not on all the way, and twice today I've kicked the cover off.
So you know
just by touching on my foot.
So you know what? I'm not afraid to admit, we were talking about it before. I love playing the little video games, the ad video games on MySpace.
The free ringtone ones?
The one where you can rope a cow. Because all you have to do, you set your pop-up blocker on, like, heavy. So if you win, it doesn't screw up everything you're doing.
Right. Oh, that's why nothing ever happened because, see, I'm on a Mac and there's automatic with this browser on Firefox.
By the way, I love those new Mac commercials.
Oh, with I'm a Mac and
Justin
I'm a PC.
Long and
yeah,
the guy from Daily Show.
So great.
They're really funny.
Really good.
I'm not one to be like, oh, I love that commercial because mostly I hate advertising, but that's a funny commercial. No, that being said, I still have a PC.
But, now I understand why nothing ever happened when I kept roping the cow. I'm like, well, where's my ringtone? Even though I don't want it.
Oh.
I just want to see what happens.
So coming up next, we have AM. I saw him play at Temple Bar last week, and he gave me the sampler CD of some music that he hasn't
sampler
released
platter.
Yet. Well, he has a debut album coming out. He was on Is Good last week, and I did like a Tuesday show for him.
Mm-hmm.
And right now he's in England promoting the release of his debut album. But he's already working on a second album, of which this is a sampler from.
Oh.
So I'm going to play that in the now moment, if I can get it to work off my iPod. Yeah, here we go. This is AM. And you can go to www.myspace.com/AM sounds.
Whoa, wait. Myspace.com/?
You're here.
But I was your stepping stone.
just a bit.
Hi, how you doing? Yeah, I was paying attention. I'm completely ready and prepared.
I was like, oh yeah, we
got to
talk now.
Damn,
that was nice.
Songs that end abruptly. Yeah, AM is really talented, and he's hit it big soon. You can just tell.
So he's in the motherland right now? Is that what you said?
Right now he's in the UK, yeah, promoting the release of his debut album. And you can download his interview on Is Good. You can go to myspace.com/thisisgood and download it. Yeah, yeah, I'm all about branding. I see the smirk, but
no. How did you come up with that name? Is good.
You know, honestly, I'm not sure. I remember I was at my a really good friend of mine. I was at his wedding, and it was the part of the reception where you decorate the car. I was best man, and I was supposed to take this, like, I don't know, shoe polish or something and decorate his car with it. And I couldn't think of what to write, so I wrote "car is good" on the front of his car.
I like that.
So I guess that, and that was right before I started doing the show.
It does seem to be kind of a certain style that you like. It's the same way. Here has a family resemblance, I think, to "is good."
What do you mean?
Well, it kind of floats there.
The name, you mean?
Here is good. It's just kind of a certain type of... It's not solid on the ground. I mean, here again, it's, you can interchange the words.
Right.
It has a couple meanings to it.
What I really like about having the show called Is Good is, like, it kind of explains the show. I play music that I think is good.
Right.
I have guests on that I think are good. If I'm promoting a particular show, all I have to do is put the name of the band and write ... is good.
Right.
You know, and it's pretty self-explanatory, and it's not, you know, this like long, pretentious, presumptuous name.
No.
It's just simple.
No, but
you know,
it's funny
because
it's slightly odd. You have to think about it.
And
it's,
I always write it the same way.
Incomplete sentence.
It's always in caps, and it's always quote ... is good.
Well, that's
period,
where the brilliance is.
Yeah.
That's really where the brilliance
it's the subtlety.
Is.
But I do want to get shirts. Think about it. Think about the words "is good," you know, in the breast portion of a nice baby tee.
Right.
You know.
You look cute in that.
Thank you.
Because you were kind of miming your own breasts there. I'm like, wow.
Yes.
Learning something about John today.
Yeah.
Breast envy.
Exactly. I can nurse. I can. That's
I really true. Think we should be able to do that as men.
Well.
Even just once a day to help women out.
Yes.
Like as fathers.
Like I've always been told, if you suck hard enough, you can accomplish anything. But you've heard that.
Yeah, well, I've said that. If you suck hard enough, you can accomplish many things in this world. That's what that's the complete sense of what I said.
I want to play Catherine Williams next.
Okay.
This is someone that I met on MySpace, and she sent me from England a stack of CDs that she's released over there. And I just think she's got an amazing voice. And one of the CDs is called Relations, and it's all covers of well-known songs. And they're just so good. Kills me. So I'm going to play Catherine Williams right now.
Okay.
On here on killradio.org.
We could even end with her.
Yes, that's the idea. That's not it. There we go. Well done.
I just sing it sometimes and hope that it's good. A secret chord David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, minor chord, and the major lift. The baffled composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair, broke your throne and cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah, before. I know this room and I've walked this floor, you know. I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love's not some kind of victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 A time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? But I remember when I moved in you, holy dough was moving too.
Banter. Here.
that was Katherine Williams. MySpace.com/KATHRYN Williams. And wowza, what a voice. I like it. Hey, do you remember the movie with Steve Martin, The Man with Two Brains?
Yes, I do.
It's one of my favorite movies. And I just, when you were just saying banter, I was thinking about it. Early in the movie, he's like giving a talk, and he's talking about transplanting brains or something like that. And he's like, he says something that's, I guess, scientifically revolutionary to the people there. And they're like, murmur. And he's like, you can murmur all you like. And then there's like a little bit of silence, and then they all go, murmur, murmur, murmur.
I think I saw that in a movie, too. Maybe it was the same one.
Well, yeah. it's from that movie. Yeah.
I know, but it could be from another.
You've seen it in another movie?
I know that joke in another movie. Like it was like a whole bunch of, it might have been History of the World with, all these.
That's a funny movie.
All these. I don't remember. I just remember these Roman guys. You know, they always like someone discussed something very oratorially, and then all the Roman senators walk away and they're all murmur, 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 murmur. You know,
that's weird. When I've seen that happen before, they're like where a joke has actually been
used a number of times
in another movie. Yeah, well, spoof movies do it a lot too. So yeah, but this show has nothing to do with
movies.
Well, I guess the show is about pop culture in a way.
Cream corn.
Modern cream. For some inexplicable reason, just so everybody knows, the Kill Radio studio smells like creamed corn today. If anybody knows why this is, feel free to instant message us.
I have a similar situation. You know, to get to work, I walk over the Cesar Chavez Bridge that goes over the LA River.
Right by the cream corn factory.
No. And it's totally, you know, you've seen the LA River there. It's totally like Army Corps of Engineers. It's basically a gully. Huge.
I know, you always have to
concrete.
Do a little quotes thing with your finger when you go river.
River. It's been totally controlled.
The LA
yeah.
River.
And there's all these, you know, there's the Amtrak and Metrolink trains right there. There's also some freight trains that go by there. But I'll be walking home or walking to work, and sometimes when I walk home, it's around 9 o'clock at night. And it's also, it's right by that helicopter pad where all the LAPD helicopters are. Mm-hmm. So it's an industrial area. I smell baking chocolate chip cookies.
Really?
Yeah, like I keep looking around. I'm thinking there's like a factory under the bridge or something. But it smells like someone's baking, maybe not chocolate chip cookies, but some sort of baked item.
Huh. I got nothing.
Umberto, you live in East LA. What is up with that?
Yeah, what are they baking in East LA?
What? There's no factory right there, though.
It's where they create artificial flavors. Have you heard of artificial flavors? Natural flavors? Where they basically spray stuff like bananas with chemicals, and then they chemically modify it so that you get the banana flavor of things. And that's, you ever read the ingredients where at the end it says artificial flavors, natural flavors? What they're really talking about are like gases that have been inserted into the food.
Shut up.
Yeah, and they don't have to list how they're done. I mean, they're not bad for you or anything. It's like, I don't know. Chemicals aren't bad for you. I'm just saying. They're not natural. Calling them natural flavors means that it's
they're
chemical that are derived from natural sources.
Because
like you can make the flavor of strawberry artificially by combining, you know, this beaker with that beaker in a petri dish, you know, and you come up with the flavor of strawberry. But that has nothing to do with anything right now. You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org.
Yeah, we want to go over.
We are finished up. I just want to read what we
go over what we heard today. Yeah,
in reverse chronological order,
yes.
We heard Catherine Williams, A.M., Satellite Class, The Happy Hollows, Cheem, Aaron Williams, Pale, Michael Lee McCree, Johnny Andrew, Nine Lies, and African Greys. Thank you, everyone, for making your music available.
Did we hear
to us.
Two people with the last name Williams? Or William, is one of William?
Well, you know, what's funny is that the end of the first hour, we played Aaron Williams, who has a beautiful singing voice,
right.
Beautiful music. And then, at the end of the second hour, we played Catherine Williams. Maybe that's why I had Catherine Williams on my mind when I played it, because they're very similar in sound.
Right.
But I don't think they're related, if that's where you're going with this.
Or married. They could be.
We could be.
No.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. You were listening to Here on KillRadio.org. Nothing is next.